West. It was a tough game, Billy here, really tough there, and I suppose our forward was really shining out there, you know, two men, you know. I think at half time we every forward had scored, but Billy here came strong there in the second half, and I suppose we bettered the pressure there. We were 4 points in lead, and we went down a point, and I think our forward was really shining in from there.
As you mentioned there, the six forwards scoring in the first half, you had eight. That's a great spread of scorers altogether.
It is, we're a very skillful team. A lot of them have a lot of experience inter-county with minor Anthony and intermediate and senior, and in the course our backs, like, you know, they were really dogged there, and I mean Pat Kellen is a very, very dangerous player, and I think we coped as well as any team would with a class player like that, and I was very happy with our overall display. Of course Dickie Dalton and Gwells, I don't know, like, his score taken there was absolutely fantastic, and it was great ammunition to have.
How much work or how much time had you with the group in recent weeks?
Well, I suppose, you know, there's a lot of activity with clubs, and, you know, we're liaising with the clubs very, very well, and we do roll out every Monday night and either training or matches, and in fairness to our men, they all commit to what we're at. They can see what we're at. We're trying to achieve better things with the division. Amy Kelly is very proud in hurling, and, you know, it's the fair play to the lads. They keep turning up to me, like, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, I wondered, because the support play was very good here tonight. The link play was very good. You looked, for a divisional side, very together.
Yeah, we're very united. I suppose, you know, a lot of them have played underage with Cork, and they've been on the McKinley development squads over the years, which I've been involved in myself, and I know the players very well, and I suppose we're able to get a tune out of them, you know. They love wearing the jersey, and as you can see there, like, the score we put up tonight was proof of that.
Huge score, and you spoke as a group there on the pitch after the game. What's the collective feeling after it?
Sure, we're delighted. You know, we're on the last day of the championship. It's new territory to McKinley, to be fair, and I suppose it's a good argument as to why Amy Kelly, you know, didn't really, we should be in the championship every year, in my opinion, because, you know, we're a good unit, and we're very well, hopefully very well run, and the players love it.
Distinction in class there for a finish here tonight against Ballyhea, but it's another level again now the next day against the county champion Sarsfields.
It is, it's a serious level. It's county champions, and it's Pat Ryan, their manager, who I would put down as one of the top coaches in Cork. Serious hurling man, and he knows the game inside out. I'm sure he was well dissected after tonight's game, to be fair to him. But, you know, look, we know each other well, we're in the same division. It's what hurling's all about. It's derby game, Stone and Cove, it's the 5th of September, and Amy Kelly are there, and we're taking on Sars, and I'm waiting for it. Me are the best team in.
Best of luck.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Ballyhea manager Clem Smith, your reaction after that?
Yeah, I'm very disappointed the way it finished. After a relatively successful year for us, it's disappointing to get the end of a hammer like that. But I think with 10, 15 minutes into the second half, we were a point up after coming from 4 points down, and they just probably had an extra bit of class that they had six forwards. All of the score, like, you know, they just had probably a bit more quality than what we had. That was the difference there.
Well, 14 points in the end, but as you said, across 16 minutes, there wasn't that much in it, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, it was. It just shows you when you at this level, like, when you teams like that, and when they have such a big pick, like, they forwards can score from everywhere, and that was the difference.
Yes, the eight different scorers, whereas yourselves heavily reliant on Pau Callan, a huge contribution from him again tonight.
Yeah, Pau's an excellent hurler, like, but in fairness to the rest of the forwards, they worked their socks off, but just Pau has that bit of class that you obviously see that you've seen it all year, but it's just very disappointing.
And how do you assess the year? I mean, first of all, let me ask you about the layoff until tonight's game. How did you find the management of that? Because it's one of the big talking points of the championship when it comes to Cork, winning the first round and waiting so long.
Yeah. I think it's madness, to be honest. I think they have a serious look at the restructure of the championship, like, to leave guys idle for, I think it was the middle of May we played. You know, it's very hard to get motivated, it's very hard to keep training. As coaches, it's very hard to keep it fresh. And I know that the league is good, and the league is... It's well structured, but there's no comparison to the championship. Like, and this year, they have to have a look at it. Like, no player should be idle for nearly 4 months.
And how much of a factor was that Fino tonight, you think? Like, were you below par?
It's the same for every club. Like, Rock were the same last. You know what I mean? Every club is the same. Like, but I suppose McKinley have an advantage there, that they're training with their clubs, and they can probably, if they get guys that are injured during the course of the year, they can pick another guy from a different club that's at the same level, like, where we don't, like, where Billy has a small parish in North Cork, like, and you know, to do to beat Blackrock was a big achievement, but we just fell short today.
Coming up from Premier Intermediate last year, though, I mean, the first round win over Blackrock meant the senior status was
secured.
Secured.
Yeah.
So how do you assess the year overall?
Well, I suppose our goal at the start of the year was to retain the senior status, and we done that. And but as the year went on, like in all our league matches, we've competed very well with the big boys, beat Newtown, beat Sars, beat Douglas, you know, we beat a lot of good teams, like, you know, but it's all about championship, and you're judging the championship, and today we fell short.
Are you back yourself next year?
I don't know, we'll have to talk to the club and see what the story is, but look, the most important thing is the players, as long as they come back, whatever, the lads get some good to train them.
Alright, cheers Clem, thanks.
No matter.